Well, everyone, thank you for being here today. I want to thank you also for all of your work, your faithfulness, your prayers when things are in such a state like we've never had before. And it continues on. It's going longer than we thought. And I really appreciate everything you're doing as you're connected to St. Francis and encouraging one another and building each other up. It's just wonderful. The work that many of us are doing for this Sunday time on Zoom as well. What I want to do today is share with you a bit about this miraculous feeding of the crowd with the loaves and fishes. And I had heard this story for many, many years, but I remember the first time it actually struck me. And I was serving in our church in Pennsylvania. It was in the early years there. And I remember hearing John Wimber teach on this. And I shared a very short audio clip of the teaching in one of our adult classes. And what at that moment, it really struck me. Something about this particular story struck me. And he said that it wasn't Jesus who distributed the bread and the fish. It was distributed from the hands of the disciples, of the 12. He gave the 5 loaves and the fish to the 12, and then they distributed it all throughout. And I thought, wow, that's really something. Because I had thought, and perhaps you have too, over the years, well, Jesus is the one who distributed it, obviously. I mean, he's the Lord and all this and has miraculous powers, and so it came from his hand directly to everybody there. However, that's not what we read. We read that taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, said a blessing, then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. So I want to unpack what this is for us. There's some very important things for us in this, and the way that we follow Jesus and the way that we carry on what he asks us to do. Now, the story, of course, has many dimensions, but one of them is how we do what Jesus asked us to do. And there are two parts in this that we can see. One of them is this. Our job is to prepare people to have Jesus meet their needs. So I don't say to myself, hey, I'm a Christian. How am I going to help this person? Well, I do say that to myself sometimes, but Jesus is encouraging me to do something different. Instead, I would say to myself, I'm a Christian. How will I prepare this person to receive from Jesus directly? Or, you know, whatever way Jesus wants that person to receive. It's not that I, because I'm a Christian, I now have the answer. I'm supposed to have the answer. And so I would give it to that person because I have it because I'm a Christian. And that's just not the way that it goes. You've probably discovered that already anyway. So that's the first thing. We do what Jesus asks us to do for the others to be prepared to receive from him. We'll unpack that again in a minute. I want to hit what the second dimension of this is. Our job is also to join in with what Jesus is already doing. So we don't ask, what can I add to help things along here? You know, what do I bring to the table that's really going to help out? I have some experience. I've been around for a while. I've been to some other churches, and what can I add? What can I bring that's really going to help out? Instead, what we would ask is, what is Jesus actually doing here, and what is he asking me to do that joins in with that? Very different things. So we'll see how both of these important items work in this incident here. And you see the situation, and we're all familiar with the story to some degree or another. Jesus went out and found a place by himself, and some people found out where that was. And then they went out to see him. Word got out about where he was. And before you know it, there's a crowd of 10 to 20,000 people. 5,000 people plus women and children, as the last verse in that gospel reading says. So he took the opportunity to teach them for the day. And at the end of the day of teaching from Jesus, everyone was hungry. And the disciples, as you recall, wanted Jesus to dismiss them so they could go to the surrounding towns and find something to eat. And Jesus said, well, no, you give them something to eat. I mean, can you picture the look on their faces? 10, 15, maybe 20,000 people there, and there's 12 of them, plus Jesus is 13, and he says, oh, you just give them something to eat. Go ahead. Craziest thing you might have ever heard up to that point. When you go to Jesus about a need, and Jesus says, you take care of it. It's not to straighten you out, to get you thinking properly, not to correct you in any way. It's just to bring you back to the source, which is Him. You could tell Jesus, I can't really do what you ask. And you'd be right. Just like the 12 couldn't do what Jesus asked. That was right. Jesus wants you to know that you can't do that so that you can receive from Him in order to get it done. Now, when they said they had no food to share, then Jesus gave them a direction. And that's when He said, well, bring them here to me. So they start bringing the 20,000 people to Jesus, organizing them in groups around in that place. And that's the preparation that Jesus asked them to do. When He said, bring them here to me, what He was asking them to do was bring them to the place where they can receive what I'm about to do. I already know that you're not able to feed them, but I'm going to provide something. So get them into the place where they can receive it. And I want you to notice, it wasn't that He said, now, what I want you to do here is go figure out some way to get them closer to me. He told them, this is what I want you to do. Bring them here to me. And remember, when Jesus tells you that He wants something done, He's creating the capacity to do it. Anytime He tells us what He wants done, He's creating within us the capacity to do that. And that's, you remember, He creates by speaking. So what we have here are a few steps that have gone on in this incident. And the first one is there's the challenge to the 12, you go and feed them. Then there's the preparation of the crowd, bring them here to me. And then there's the distribution. And then there's the surplus, all the familiar parts of the story. And there's a way that that works for us, because we might not ever be in a situation like this, but we'll be in situations where we see a need, we bring it to Jesus, and then things will start to unfold. And they unfold, I think, along these kinds of paths. First of all, this challenge. There's the challenge. When you bring a question to Jesus, and there is a challenge, what He's doing is setting you up. He's just setting you up to show you what He can do, which is exactly what's needed in the first place anyway. Having what He can do is what needs to be done, just like we've seen. So Jesus set up the 12 and the crowd to see what only He can do. And that's what we want. We want to be in that position, and we want the people we're concerned about to be in that position as well. So that's the preparation. So Jesus told the 12 to bring the crowd to Him. So they called them all closer, of course, and they all had a seat, and they were prepared to receive from Jesus. When you are wanting to help someone or see something change because you're a Christian, Jesus will tell you how to prepare that person or that situation to receive what he's going to bring. In this case, it was to bring them closer. For you, it might be something else. And from situation to situation, it might be different. It might be only intercession and no action. Or intercession just for a while. Or some action you never would have thought of. That would be simple. Who knows what it would be, but Jesus would give that to you. And then that brings you to the place of distributing what Jesus wants to see distributed. And just as a reminder, notice two things about the distribution. The first ones to get the bread that was blessed by Jesus were the 12. And the ones who distributed the bread were the 12. I have no idea how that happened. The bread and the fish. I mean, they're going around and they broke it off and came back. I don't know. So they're going around, but they distributed to everybody, so it was left over. That's the kind of thing that we would expect to be normal in our lives. We receive from Jesus and give it away, and it doesn't run out. When you are wanting to do something for someone, more than likely Jesus is going to give it to you first. Then you give it to them. What God wants to do through you, which is why God brought that to your attention, what God wants to do through you, God will first do in you. He'll do that in your life. You will receive things to overflowing when you put yourself in that position to prepare others to receive from Jesus, because they will receive it through what Jesus gives to you. That which you might say that's your calling. That's the thing Jesus has prepared you for. The kinds of needs that you see and situations that you see that you really want to work in. You really want to see change. You want to see something happen. God gave you that. And God then gives you what it takes to see that transformation take place. That's your calling, your ministry, if you like. All of that comes from God. And then after that comes the surplus. There was a lot left over in this incident here. And when you follow Jesus in preparing someone to receive from him and then join in distributing to them, you will have much more than you can hold. There will always be more than you could hold, something overflowing. Grace will abound to you in ways that perhaps you wouldn't have even imagined. It all comes back to having Jesus give you the means to prepare other people, whatever that may be, and then Jesus giving you first what will be distributed to them. So let me just leave you with these thoughts. Who would you like to help in some way? I mean, right now, this morning, who comes to mind? It's probably right there. And so the first question is, what is Jesus saying to you about helping that person? And then when you hear that and you say, oh, I can't do that, what is Jesus saying to you about preparing them to receive from him? How does he want you to bring them closer to him? And then finally, how is Jesus inviting you to join in with the distribution of what he's giving you so that that person can receive from Jesus as well? How is he asking you to do that? So it's, who would you like to help? When you go to Jesus with that, what does he say to you? And then what is Jesus saying to you about preparing them? And then what is Jesus saying to you about distributing to them? I have one final question. When can you start praying about this? When can you start going to Jesus and saying, can I do this with you too? However you want me to join in with you, I would like to. I think that would be good. When can I get started? I even think I'm thinking of some people in need now, and right at this moment. How can you and I get started with that, Jesus? And just follow where he leads. All right. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we bless you that you distribute miraculously to people in need, far beyond what we could imagine. And we ask that you would draw us in. That you draw us in so that we might walk with you in that and be with you in that and join in with you in that. And we ask that today for the glory of your name. Amen.